reading this morning is taken from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so they may go to the anoint Jesus' body. Very early in the morning of the first day of the first week, just after the sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be afraid," he said. "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled to the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of God.
For you, since last Sunday and on Friday, I have been speaking on the subject, "They didn't get it." Because all who were there trying to make sure that they crucify him, they didn't know why Christ had come. Even the disciples, they didn't get it. But you know, it doesn't matter whether you get it or you don't. Because the power of the resurrection is very interesting. It moves you to finally get it. And here we are, the power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection is that it gives us hope amidst many challenges that we find. The disciples of Jesus were not only trying to figure out what was happening, especially that last Sunday of that resurrection day was a triumphant day that Jesus came in. But their hopes were shattered. Like I said, Palm Sunday had raised their hopes. They were chanting. Palms were being thrown on the road. And people were just saying, "Hallelujah! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." But it did not last. On Friday, Christ was crucified. The hope which they had on Palm Sunday crumbled before their faces. Doesn't that mirror our lives? Like the disciples lost hope when Christ died. There are a lot of challenges in this world. Talk of sickness, poverty, broken relationships, the state of our church, the wars, and the list is endless. Like the disciples, I think it can be good just to find tangible hope. Not hope that you talk about, but something that you can feel and touch and be able to, you know, to just be happy being around it. But today, because, like I said, I'm talking about the power of the resurrection, and to help us discuss this, I'm going to only look at the story of Peter as an example. It was interesting when I saw Mark doing the reading from the Gospel of Mark, and I said, oh, I'll be using the story of Peter. Is it coincidence that I'm also Peter? Very interesting. But we'll be looking at Peter, the disciple of Jesus. Some of us know that he was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus. And he was amongst those who were called the first days of the ministry of Jesus. His calling is a miraculous sign that was given to many and even to us up to today. And Jesus appointed him to be a fisher of men and not a fisher of fish like he used to. But his lifestyle was known for his impulsive, outspoken, but also passionate lifestyle and nature that Peter had. He's the one that actually walked on water. Asked Jesus, should I also come to you there? And Jesus said, come. And Peter began to walk on water and started drowning later on. He was passionate of what he did. And actually, it was through Peter that God the Father revealed that Jesus was a Christ. When Jesus asked, who do people say that I am? And his disciples began to give different answers. He said, some say you are Elijah. Oh, some say you are Moses. Oh, some say you are this one. Then he asked, but what about you? Who do you say that I am? And it was Peter who said, you are the Christ. And Jesus declared, Peter, it is not flesh and blood which has revealed this to you. It is my Father in heaven. And on you, Peter, I'm going to build my church. And gates of hell will not prevail. That was what Jesus was saying. It is from this time that even the Roman Catholic Church believes that the first pope of the Holy Roman Catholic is Apostle Peter. And actually in Rome, the St. Peter's Basilica is believed to have been built on the grave for St. Peter. Peter also witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. When Moses, the one who gave the disciples and the prophet, appeared. But something happened. Peter denied that he did not know Jesus. Very interesting. For whatever reason, he said, I don't know this guy. What are you facing? Or what have you faced in your life that at some point has made you to ask questions about your faith? The challenge with Peter is that he had promised that he would not leave Jesus no matter what. He said, even if it means going to prison, I will go with you, Jesus. That was a challenge that Peter had. What can we say? Peter was human, like you and me. We are human. And Jesus understood that. And did you know that actually Jesus said, Peter, I am praying for you. You will deny 3 times that you do not know me. But Jesus said, I'm praying for you, Peter. Psalm 34, verses 19. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of a righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. That's a hope that we have. But the problem is this one. Jesus had declared already, he had said, whosoever rejects me publicly, that they do not know me, I will also deny them. I'll reject them when I'm with my Father in the coming kingdom. The implications were that because Jesus was the way to the Father, everyone who rejected Jesus would not see the Father. And Peter, at that point, when he declared Jesus, despite whatsoever he had said, he had walked with Jesus, the hope for Peter was shattered. The light for Peter was dimming low. That's the center of the matter. For Peter, the death of Jesus meant that it was over for him. I cannot imagine what he was going through the time Jesus was on the cross. Peter was looking forward. Can I have a wee chance? Maybe I can say, I'm sorry. Because he realized, he regretted what he did. When the clock had crowed 3 times later, he realized that, oh, I've rejected him. But there was no chance because the torture of Jesus was excruciating and the soldiers were with him. They wanted to make sure he doesn't run away. Peter was traumatized, I believe. And I just cannot fathom how far it went on him. Just like I cannot know what you are going through and the challenges that you go through. But one thing I trust is that God is there. The power of the resurrection is that it brought back hope to Peter, restoring Peter back to the position he had. That's the power of the resurrection. How do we know that? The angel said to the women, but go, tell his disciples and Peter. Was Peter not the disciple before? Why should it say, tell the disciples of Jesus and Peter? He had excluded himself when he rejected Jesus publicly. But the power of the resurrection is that Peter is restored back to the fold. Actually, the mercies of God never started with Peter. When Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden had sinned, they had fallen short of the glory of God. They had engaged with Satan, and they had lost the connection with God. It was God the Father who called out, Adam, Adam, where are you? God has always, and he continues to this very day, he's looking for us and he says, my daughter, where are you? My son, where are you? The power of the resurrection, that it speaks to us that God will never give up on us. Our hope in Jesus is beyond the grave. Jesus saw what Peter went through, the trauma, the crying. And that is why he assured him, but I cannot leave you. I want us to know that it is not what we do for God, because God is love. He doesn't need anything to love us. He loves us the way we are. Each one of us. By restoring Peter and giving him hope again, Christ was showing us that truly there is nothing which can separate us from the love of God. It is my prayer that we may find favor in Jesus. May God meet us at our very point of need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Surprise that you forgot.